Have you been injured at work and need help getting the benefits you deserve? Call me, attorney Steve Marte, at 312-312-HURT for a free consultation. That's 312-312-HURT. I will personally handle your claim from start to finish. Call me, Steve Marte, today.
From the First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank's State Street Studio, this is WMVP WSHE HD2, Chicago.
This is Waddle and Sylvie. Live from the First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank, State Street Studio. This is ESPN 1000.
A Good Karma Brands radio station.
Thanks for listening, calling, and participating in today's show. And thank you to Luke Pergandy and Joe Cowley of the Sun-Times and Connor McKnight for McKnight at the Movies. Connor will do his weekly White Sox hit with us tomorrow.
What'd Joe say?
Joe's good. Very good.
Did he have a prediction on if we'll get action tonight?
He thinks they're drafting for their roster.
We're drafting 18 and we're moving on.
Yes.
18. Yeah, that's what he believes.
That's what Danny Zetterman was trying to sell us emphatically last night.
Everything is close to the vest up there. He thinks if you listen to what AK said, like as hard as it is to get info out of him, and he meets the media very rarely, and even other teams around the league find it very hard to get information about what they're really thinking inside of that front office, that when he does speak, he's speaking pretty honestly, and he spoke at the end of the season about signing Zach, getting healthy and doing this again, and that they're drafting for their roster. That's why Joe like poo-pooed the whole Gobert thing like two weeks ago.
So more Vooch for next year.
Yeah.
See, I don't believe he would want it. I think AK knows better.
Okay. We're gonna find out.
Like I think continuity, and we have that bite. That with continuity, he means bring Zach back to mesh more with DeRozan, to mesh more with Caruso and Ball with a point guard, to have Patrick Williams healthy for a full season. But I think guys like Vooch in the pick.
Yeah.
Like, he's not silly to think that this team could contend.
I don't think so. I'm with you.
So why continuity then? Why take a team that you
saying.
Know yeah. can't contend
I hear what
and
saying.
Continue? Like, that's the old regime.
Yeah.
The old regime would, hey, you know what? We're going to try again.
I feel you. They're not a contender the way they're built.
He speaks about,
I don't know that they're much of one with Gobert, but they'd be closer.
I feel if you acquire Gobert and you don't give up Williams, and I don't think Williams is untouchable, but I kind of want to see who he is.
Joe did have good stuff on Patrick Williams.
Did he?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Billy Donovan having to pull him aside maybe too often to be like,
shoot the ball.
Like be aggressive.
Yeah.
Be aggressive.
Be aggressive. B-E-A-G-G-R-E-S-S-I-V-E. Be aggressive.
Thanks to Black and Abdallah. And Crosstalk is brought to you by Club Hawthorne. Put a little action into your weekend at one of Hawthorne's 16 newly remodeled betting bars, or bet the races at home or on the go with Club Hawthorne mobile wagering.
Yeah. I agree with what you were saying, that I think that the continuity comment is about Caruso being healthy, Zach coming back and taking a step, and also getting Ball back in the mix as well. I just can't imagine. Look, if they're going to be even if they would make the trade for Gobert, are truly they're only a significant threat in the East if Zach takes a step,
sure.
If Ball gets better or stays healthy, and Pat Williams gets better as well.
Zach's taking any more steps? No, Zach has to be
healthy. In the postseason, you got to see a better product than what you saw from him.
I mean, he was obviously hurt. Like, can Zach stay healthy? Can Patrick Williams
improve
better? And I mean better.
Yes, and can Lonzo Ball also stay healthy as well? That, if you can tell me that all of those things will happen with the addition of Gobert, then I can buy that there will be a legit contender in the East.
More of a contender.
More of a contender, yes. That I agree with.
What is this from? I concur.
Yeah.
What is that from? I don't know.
They've got a little inside show over there. They're saving the music over there, the two of them.
Someone did not sign up for their Twitter
account. Here we go again.
Oh, my
God. Here we go again. Do we have a new burner?
I just got a tweet from Cap. I see the latest of what he just tweeted.
Guys, read Cap's latest tweet.
Yeah. Can you pull it up on your feed? At the Cap Man. This is not any Sugar Drake. 8447.
How does he always forget to log
I don't
out?
Know. You would think.
This is from the Bulls pick.
This is from Cap's Twitter account. You got any hashtag Bulls info? My balls are tingling, and that is usually a sign of big things to come.
The best.
I look, and wrestle. It's not it, but again, like, he's done it for mine, and I've learned ever since
Let's
then to
see.
Not
My balls to are tingling. What can I quote tweet Cap right now?
How about a Jed tweet?
How about a picture? No. How about a picture of Jesus from the bowling thing where he's got the ball and he's sitting there and he's putting a chamois on it?
It's not bad. It's
a good Bulls info.
And then Carm, hashtag take that.
Yeah. Hashtag say tingly, take that.
Tingly.
That's a good one.
Which one? Perfect. Yeah, that's the one where they're sitting there putting a chamois on it.
I am the captain of this ship again. I said ship.
You know what they said? Don't blank with the Jesus, man.
Nobody messes with the Jesus.
I saw that movie for the first time two or three months ago.
Absolute greatest.
When Donnie goes off on
Dios what mio, a man. Hey. I see you roll your way into the semis.
His First Amendment rights were
being violated.
Phenomenal.
John Goodman. That's classic.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a wild card in that movie.
You want to take a rap? You want a rap? Take a rap.
Yeah, get on the bench, Carm. Get on the bench. We just threw 400 on it. Give it. Have me a set of five. You can do it.
Listen, if it was Mongo, you'd have to put 490 on the bar.
That's true.
And the Mongo would start bouncing him off his chest for a set of eight.
Did you see the new shirt that Avia Shirts are selling for Mongo? And I think it's going to his daughter's college fund, right? All the proceeds. Sure. About Steve McMichael is a Hall of Famer. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and it's Jack. My guy Jack just wrote a new article. Is it Jack Silverstein or Silverstein? Someone corrected me recently.
Jack.
I love Jack.
He wrote a great article.
Great article. Yeah. So Jack Silverstein. I always called him Silverstein.
Where's the I and E?
Huh?
That'll tell you exactly what you need to do. Where's the I and E? If the I's after E, it's Ein. If it's if the
I don't believe I don't yes, is it Teddy Greenstein
100% correct guys
it's spelled S-T-E-I-N.
I can just tell you though that's the way it works. If people want to mispronounce their own name, they can.
I always love when Yurko gets into
I'm
the.
I'm not going crazy.
I went off on the Bankero.
That's right.
The what? Which? What are you off on?
Hashtag take your time.
Hashtag tingly midsection. Hashtag.
How's that prosciutto sandwich?
I'm saving it. I haven't had anything to eat today either.
We still have.
Save it when your guy goes on his dissertation.
There's a log out.
He's going to be pissed.
There's a log out.
All right, here we go.
By the way, there's also not any federal laws that cover this.
But that's something you would tweet.
Because social media is so new, if you mess with somebody else's mail, that's federal offense.
Well, yeah, but this is social media.
But that's my point. There are no laws governing this.
Feed it down in my plums.
So if you mess with somebody's social media, unless you do something really scandalous, you know, like start swearing at them or something like that, and you cause the individual to have harm.
Right, I'm not.
Economic harm and or some other harm like that.
This is harmless. This is joking about the Cubs.
That's my point.
Inside sources tell me that major changes are coming to the Cubs roster as the trade deadline nears. Hashtag take that. Hashtag breaking news.
I mean, that's a very Cap thing to tweet, right?
Yeah.
But the Yurko pronouncing the names, I went off on this yesterday.
Benchero.
His father is Italian. There's no known way in the Italian language of saying the last name Benchero. It's Benchero.
It doesn't exist.
Benchero does not exist.
Benchero.
So you cannot, anybody that wants to call him Paolo Benchero is wrong. He's saying his name wrong.
Punched
it's
him up.
Benchero.
Is that like bruschetta? It's bruschetta?
Yes. Bruschetta.
The biscotti. Siciliano said that to me when we were in our 20s.
Capicola.
But no, they don't call it Capicola. It's Gabagol.
Gabagol.
Why? That's an American.
Why is it Gabagol? Tony Soprano's not Italian?
It is.
Big Pussy's not Italian?
The Gabagol.
Character. It's a character.
Character.
By the way, my daughter was in, I will show you a picture. What's his name? Sil was sitting behind her at dinner at a restaurant.
He's Stevie Van Zandt.
Yeah.
We interviewed Sil.
We had him in studio.
Isn't he great?
Yeah.
Oh, he's great.
He was incredible. He was doing a show across the street. We talked to Sil. Probably 20 minutes.
Who's next on Caps? Yurk, you going to take a shot?
We got to do a short. I think a poll question is in order.
That's not bad.
Who's your poll question. I like a poll question.
Who's your favorite Chicago sports host? Is it Cap?
Yeah,
is it David Kaplan?
Last time.
Yeah.
We did that with the bird. How about who's your favorite cap? Fat cap, skinny cap?
Oh, boy.
Now,
should I
get more tattoos?
Like, people aren't listening to us, and they don't know. I do feel a little bad, because now, like, this thing's getting retweeted a lot.
Yeah.
The major changes.
Unfiltered.
Yeah. It's about time something got retweeted. Hey, it's about time something got retweeted on his
People are, like, responding to it. Cubs will continue to rebuild for years. If they catch lightning in a bottle with any of their prospects, what's happening? ?
Should I respond to my tweet about the tingling balls and say, disregard, that was just Jed?
Good, come on. Now, I'm going to have to say something, too, right? I'm going to have to quote tweet this one and be like, I feel a little guilty. Now I do feel a little guilty.
People
are going nuts now.
That's your Italian guilt, Garf.
What are you feeling guilty for? You decide to do it, you just do it. Now you got to go all the way.
When he was putting stuff about Gar and stuff about all the things that he put on mine, I never deleted the tweets either. Like, you keep them up.
When I put hashtag take that, hashtag breaking news, I thought people would like kind of get it. Somebody's messing around.
No, nobody gets it.
But what you're saying here, though, too, inside sources tell me that major changes are coming to the Cubs roster, to the trade deadline looms. No, duh. They suck.
I guess you're right.
They're going to trade anybody they can to get prospects, and they're going to bring up a bunch of guys at the
eyeballing your daughter
last July.
That's scary.
Yes, Van Zandt's eyeballing
your daughter. Which one is this, dude?
That's Leah. She was in town visiting. My daughter Angela was taking the picture. She's 24.
How old is this? They know Van Zandt was
home. Van Zandt's got her on the menu right now.
What's happening? I didn't see this. So.
They were in New York having dinner, sitting next to little Steve.
Look at it.
It's a great picture.
Yeah. She's checking the tool mug. Blonde nice. Fricassee.
You know,
Excuse me?
I do believe, I think it is official, too. As Waddle will be off next week. Next Wednesday, I believe Cap is scheduled to host with me from 2 to 4 next Wednesday. We could not get a time to do a pod, so he's hosting 2 to 4, and then I believe Friedel's
in town.
Will you
bring him a sandwich, please?
He deleted the one I sent, but he didn't delete the one Sylvie sent about his balls tingling.
Yeah, we're right.
Maybe his balls are tingling.
He's going to be pissed at me. He deleted it.
Oh, yeah. What'd you use? You lose 1 minute or 2 minutes of sleep?
I'm still signed in.
Yeah?
Still signed in, though. I still got control of the ship.
That's right.
Well, said the ship, right?
Sylvie's got his Bulls gear on today, too.
I know.
Slightly behind the NFL draft is your fever for the NBA draft.
Carmen remembers this, too. For some reason, I would love to go to the Berto Center on draft day.
Yeah.
And I would do nothing except just sit around, and we'd get a midnight interview with Pax.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like we were getting anything more there, but just being in the epicenter of where the Bulls' brain trust was.
I still believe the Bulls are your favorite team deep down.
I think they are, even more so than
the Cubs.
Oh, I think they are.
And because of
the attachment with your grandfather.
I went to more games with my grandfather to Bulls than anything else.
Yeah.
And the Cubs and the Bulls were the two teams that I attended the most games. I barely went to Bears games as a kid.
I did, too. I didn't go to a Bears game until I was, like, 22 years old. You know that?
Yeah. So they were, like, Cubs games, and they were Bulls games. And to get in on the ground floor of the 70s when they sucked and to be excited over Reggie Theus and Artis Gilmore and Yurko's favorite, Mark Landsberger, who was portrayed greatly.
In Winning Time.
Think
about Mengelt, man. The high
John Met Crash. I waited in line at Old Orchard Mall. Well, there wasn't a line, really.
I took
my buddy Tom Rosmus with me to go see John Mengelt. The other day. The Athlete's Foot in Old Orchard in like 1978.
That's incredible.
And we just stalked John Mengelt. He was signing autographs, and no one was really there. So we just stood and we just kept talking to him.
Is it any wonder why he's such a big Bulls fan? He's stalking John Mengelt.
Even on the celebration, the anniversary of the Sandberg game, he's still got his eyes fixed straight on the Bulls.
You need to appreciate the Sandberg game.
Weren't you a Cubs fan when the Sandberg game happened?
Yeah, back then that was...
You know what it did? It caused him to cross the border and go south and be a Sox fan.
White Sox fan.
Listen, Yeah, sometimes you learn the error of your ways.
Listen, where can I sign up for a team that will go halfway when they rebuild and not sign?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
A bunch of free agents to go over the top.
Do you think they'll be five games above 500?
I heard you guys' conversation. If you think they're going to be a 90-win team, I know, what is that, 18 above 500?
They'd have to go on a big tear.
How did they get there from here?
I don't know. They're going to go on a tear.
Carmen said, I want to root for the team where the manager now will be managing the team in 2021.
Go figure.
So that's why I'm a Sox fan.
That's why I like the White Sox so much. I want don't get me started on them. I don't know that they're going to be five games above 500.
I heard you guys say that. I would probably put my money on that, yes. But still, I'm
still confident.
Really?
A ton of games against the Twins. The schedule is.
You described it yesterday, though. That it's always something. It's always something with them.
But as Jesse was trying to.
Danny Mendick hurt.
When you were gone last week, Waddle, Jesse was like talking up the Guardians, and I think they just took over first place. And he's already like trash talking me.
Yeah, well, Jesse's famous
chain,
for that.
In a chain with Carmen a week later, he's like, oh, quote, Sylvie, I'm not worried about the Guardians. Hey, Sylvie, look who just took over first place. And I'll say it again. I'm not worried about the Guardians. I'm not worried about the Twins.
You're worried about the White Sox.
The White Sox are the White Sox's biggest enemy.
Yes,
that's their biggest rival.
Yes.
They won't lose the division because of the Guardians or because of the Twins. They will lose the division because of themselves.
Hey, ¿qué pasa, man? I want Ozzy.
Hasn't this team
shake it up?
Scoring a bunch of runs, right? Scoring about six a game now.
They're scoring more
through
runs.
The month of June.
Yes,
aren't they? Don't they like you feel better about them?
I think in June.
Do you know what their record is since June 1st?
Yeah, it's probably
10-10.
I was going to say 500.
They're 10-10.
Every time they get back to it, they lose. They lose
10-10.
A game.
10-10.
They're 500. They lose a game. And Jesse is famous for like, see, I told you.
Of course.
But then he did this
five years later.
Like on opening day last year, he told us about the Royals. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think so. And then the Royals had a somewhat, like 3 weeks into the year, he's like, I told you. And I'm like, okay, Jess, it's like April
20th. And then they completely
know. I said to Jesse, get back to me in 2 months. It's still at the point.
Although I do think Cleveland's pretty good.
No return.
I think they can pitch and they can hit more than I thought. So I'm a little, and Terry Francona is awesome. Like, you got to admit, even last year, they traded everybody, and they were 80-82.
They got to get Giolito right.
I don't know what it is.
Do you feel good about Kopech?
Yes.
Do you feel good about Cease?
Pretty good.
You feel good about Cueto?
Yeah, but that's not good.
He's your fifth. You feel better about Cueto than you did Dallas Keuchel?
Yes.
You feel good about Lance Lynn?
He doesn't like Giolito.
100%. You're right. Cueto, is your fifth.
What's wrong with Giolito?
I don't know.
I don't know what's wrong with him. It's odd, isn't it?
He's got a history of fluctuating, doesn't he? Like, I mean,
not like this though, I feel like.
My point is, for him to kind of recapture something in the second half of the season wouldn't shock you, would it?
No, I mean, his velocity's not down as much as people want to make you believe. It's down like a half mile.
Is he throwing 93?
94.
He was hitting 97 earlier this year, Carm. And the differential with his changeup, which everyone's sitting at right now, is a problem.
But his average fastball velocity this year is 94. Last year was 94.5. Were there starts earlier in the year where he was hitting 97? I don't know what that was about. I mean,
I think. But the problem is the velocity's down and the spin rate's down.
Well, that's a problem.
And remember, we played when the Josh Donaldson thing came up this year, we played some of his history with the White Sox.
Yeah.
We say what you want about Josh Donaldson.
Giolito still pitched well in the second half last year.
He did, and Len always points that out to us, that he was sneaky, really good last year.
He was.
Like, I heard Abdallah yesterday driving away from a guaranteed rate. And Abdallah was saying that Giolito has not been good for a full year, and I don't believe that's true.
He was good last year in the second half.
He wasn't like, I thought he was going to take the next step and be Cy Young, a contender, but he wasn't. But he was still, by the end of the year, pretty good.
I agree.
To say that he hasn't been good for a year.
This is like as bad as he's been since 18. And that's
his ERA mid-May like in the twos?
Yes.
Okay, I got some Giolito numbers for you guys if you want.
Here we go. Break it down, the accountant.
Yep. 2021 in the regular season and three starts in September. He had a 2.35 ERA. In six starts in August, he had a 3.78 ERA for the month, right?
What did he finish? What were his final numbers?
His final numbers.
Give me his ERA. Give me his whip. Give me his ERA plus.
Give me his nay-nay. He finished 4-4 with a 5.40 ERA.
He was 11-9. His ERA was 3.53. His whip was 1.10. What else did you want?
ERA plus?
I don't think they have it on there. You got to go to baseball.
You got to go to advanced metrics.
You'll take that.
This
tonight
is like 18, Giolito, and that's not good. I don't know if it's an issue.
The commercial, remember the commercial? I used to be the worst pitcher in all baseball.
Maybe they're
but
not.
Wouldn't you think, like, give it 2 months, Johnny Cueto's going to come back to earth a little bit, and Giolito's going to be better.
I hope.
Wouldn't you think that that'd be a safe bet?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. Cueto was pretty damn good against the Astros.
I know, but
smoke and mirror that thing?
I don't know if you're smoke and mirroring it.
I don't know if it's a safe bet, but it's a bet that I might make. Let's put it that way, Tommy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's a safe bet.
But the injuries,
I think
and they got tired legs again. I don't understand
your point about that. Like, how Luis Robert has tired legs.
I don't, what?
And he's been great lately, too. What's his hit streak up to?
12 games, something.
13, maybe?
13 games. He has been good. I don't know. They drive me nuts. They make it hard to cheer for him. They drive me nuts. But I love him, but they drive me nuts. All right, what's up?
They're an average baseball team.
I know.
Sadly. I mean, sit and talk about how well they're hitting the baseball and all the guys' numbers. Again, since June 1st, they're a 10-10 team.
The Caps reporting that there are big things to come from the Bulls.
His little guys are tingling.
Well, we will.
I think you could get him in a wrestling match now because he's down 30 pounds. Yeah.
He's more.
But you guys are in the same weight class now.
Maybe.
He tweeted both of them.
Did he?
Or he deleted both of them?
Both of them?
I've been on the golf course since the end of my radio show, and that tweet was not from me, so please disregard.
He's done at 10. He's still on the course, only playing 9 holes?
Yeah. Where's he playing? Southside?
He went Southwest.
Barkley at 3.
Yes.
Canada stuff at 3.
Barkley.
There's a lot to go over with Barkley. A lot. Including, does he like Gobert? Would he want Gobert?
Yeah.
We had a big debate with Merkin upstairs about Gobert that he doesn't want him at all. Danny doesn't think that AK's going to do anything. He thinks that we're hyping this. I think if you follow the track record, I think you should expect something. And just looking to where the Bulls are, what good is it to go back to take another
mediocre team?
Yeah, just the five
like
or six.
A nice team. Put it that way. Yeah.
The hope on injuries turn out well. So a lot of stuff on the draft. We'll talk some White Sox. Connors at 4:30. Wilbon at 5.
All right, boys.
So today's the day to be excited. You can watch us on Twitch. I got my DeMar DeRozan obvious shirt on. All right. You can go.
We get it.
Da 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 da.
Hey.
Da 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 da.
Set clock.
He needed to record a spot before the show, and I was in there first, and I moved over. I go, Yurko, I go, record your spot. I was a mensch earlier, and now he's...
What are you looking for? Thanks? What do you want? Thank you.
He gave me a prosciutto sandwich a little bit earlier.
Gift basket? What do you want?
Mozzarella. Enjoy it. All right, boys, have a good show. We'll see you tomorrow to wrap the week. Waddle and Sylvia are next.
Miss a show? All your faves ready and waiting on the ESPN Chicago app.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvia on ESPN 1000.
Charles Barkley up in about a half hour from right now. It is draft day. It's a gorgeous day. This is maybe the best summer day we've had so far. Where, like, the humidity has been dialed back. It's not super hot, but it's warm. It's beautiful. And I'm selling hope
Your
today.
Seeds are tingling today.
Seeds are tingling today. You know how I get
What are you
the Bulls.
Selling me? What are you selling me in terms of hope?
I'm selling you that he's not content. While he hasn't made... Well, you cannot say every move AK has made has been great.
They gave up a lot for Vooch.
They did. I do believe he is not... And I believe, too, he's been more creative than the last regime. The last regime would sit and wait for cap room and hope they could entice Carmelo or LeBron or Wade to join them. And they wouldn't trade anybody because you don't want to give up any of your assets down the road. And they would never trade. They would never pull off a big trade deal in the offseason. They would never pull off a trade deal at the trade deadline. They would never force their situation. Do you know what I mean? Like, think about what Golden State has been through. Golden State loses KD to free agency. Golden State loses Klay to not one.
For 2 years.
But two injuries. And their general manager and coach don't just shrug and say, well, what do you want us to do? KD left us. Klay's a shell of himself and hasn't played in 3 years. And Steph's been banged up. We just didn't make the playoffs. They find ways to get it back together. Like I say that about Pat Riley all the time. Pat Riley doesn't just say, well, Chris Bosh had a heart injury. What do you, a heart issue. What do you want me to do? LeBron left us and then Wade, you know, left because he was lowballed and he went to the Bulls. What do you want us to do? Well, he put together a team that has been to a championship series and an Eastern Conference championship series 2 out of the last 3 years.
Warriors also, didn't they use the second pick on Wiseman? And Wiseman wasn't even on the floor this year.
Oh, well, Wiseman got hurt. What do you want us to do? Yeah. And with the old regime, all I would hear is, well, Derek got hurt. What do you want us to do? Well, be creative. There are so many loopholes in the NBA that you could use to your advantage to trade for guys. You don't have to wait for guys to become free agents. When they're unhappy, have enough to entice a team to trade for them. Go over the cap. You sign them because the Bulls don't have salary cap room to sign guys. They would, if they want DeAndre Ayton, they would have to work out a sign and trade. Yeah. You know, it's why the big salary of Gobert would fit is because he would be acquired in a trade. And so the point of all this is not to look back, but to look forward and to predict what the future has in store for the Bulls. And I believe that AK hasn't been a guy in his short tenure as vice president that he's just going to sit and wait to get better. Well, you know what? DeMar and LaVine didn't exactly, they weren't cohesive at the end of the year. I think with more practice, you know, with more shoot-arounds, they're going to learn how to figure it out. And you know what? Patrick Williams wasn't healthy most of the year, but with a good offseason with DeMar, he's going to get better. And I know Vooch didn't shoot well, but that's an outlier. And Vooch should shoot better this year. Let's give him another chance. I don't believe AK does that.
I don't either.
And there's not a long sample size here, but I believe when there was a coach available, instead of looking, he went and got Billy Donovan. And Billy Donovan's not blameless either. We have found faults with his gum-chewing ways. But it seems that he's aggressive. And I think tonight, instead of just drafting 18th, thinking the cohesion is going to make them better next year, he knows after watching these playoffs that they still have a big move or two in order to contend.
Less flexibility than years before, right? When you say, I mean, because you've got, you're going to re-sign Zach.
But again,
you don't have a lot of draft currency.
If you're trading salary, like you could still get a $40 million player via the trade. How much does Jerry want to pay in the luxury tax?
I think that for whatever reason, I feel like they're going to run the Bulls differently than the White Sox. Like I feel with Michael Reinsdorf in charge, there is more of an appetite for them to have to incur some of that luxury tax stuff. I'm with you. My money is on that something will be done. They've got the 18th pick of the draft.
Right.
And then something, I think something will be done.
And then like,
what do we got? This is breaking news.
I hope this is Bulls.
Just as I
Chicago's
said it.
Home for
and
sports.
Don't tell me it's
a White Sox
1000.
Injury.
I don't want to hear a live golfer. Like, oh, this guy's leaving the PGA Tour.
My money's on a White Sox injury.
I think Tom Waddle has read.
It is on the other side of town. It is Danny Mendick is out for the year with a torn ACL in his right knee.
Oh, jeez.
Adam Engel is going to the 10-day injured list as well with a strained right hamstring. Lenine Sosa will be called up from AA Birmingham, and Gavin Sheets also being recalled from AAA Charlotte.
Isn't Sosa a guy they're very high on and fans have been excited to
see? I think so.
Yes,
you are correct. Saw some write-ups on him. Who is it? Chris Getz is now works in their system. I believe in their minor league system, and has had some good things to say about this kid.
Okay. But that's a blow. Today's injury report is brought to you by Rush University System for Health. Don't let COVID-19 sideline you this season. Rush encourages everyone to get vaccinated, wear a mask, and don't delay your care in person or virtually. Rush is here for you. Visit rush.edu.
That's one of those injuries where you don't look at them and go, hey, what is wrong with the White Sox? You know, because like you can ask about the hamstring injuries and the groin injuries and the other stuff.
Tired legs,
you can ask about that. This is just a very unfortunate, especially for Danny Mendick, who has played well this year
and the role they've asked him to play.
It's funny because if you would have said at the beginning of the year, the Sox are going to get bad news on Danny Mendick being out of the year, you would say, oh, okay, what's the big deal there? But he's not only has he been good, they have this void at second base that he can seamlessly slide over. And he does it in a way that not a lot of the White Sox hitters do it. And he's just been successful in a way where he doesn't have to slug.
Yeah.
So, again, take it for what it's worth. They said they needed to do more imaging, but wasn't Tony optimistic? I want to say that when I heard, when we were watching Connor do his thing from the booth, that Tony was like, yeah, you know, we think it's more of a knee-to-knee thing, and he's okay.
Well, listen, the way they do things, they may let him get out there and work on it and see if it... No, I'm joking.
They were probably looking at his elbow is what they were doing. Danny, you got a sore elbow, right? No, it's my knee.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Again, the injuries have just been, like, unbelievable how many that they've suffered through. And they're not the only ones in Major League Baseball, by the way. I mean, there are other teams that have suffered significant injuries and a number of injuries as well, but... This isn't one you look at them and go, wow, are you training correctly? A torn ACL is very unfortunate.
It's like what I was saying about Patrick Williams earlier when we were talking about the NBA. Like, Patrick Williams, why I'm hopeful that he could be better is his rookie year was a COVID year. His second year, he broke his wrist. And it wasn't because he's injury prone. He had this weird fall against the Knicks in that game. It's kind of like Danny Mendick. Like, you can't... When something happens in a collision, it's not exactly like you said. It's just bad luck is all that is. It's nothing that you could prevent unless, you know, you call a ball or whatever. But now they hear each other.
Zahir Engel has a hamstring again. Roberts got tired legs.
All the tightness, the muscle tightness. I don't understand it.
I don't know if just collectively guys are training. Again, it's been a weird stretch of several years in Major League Baseball, from COVID to the lockout to all that stuff. But you just wonder if these guys are training differently and it's causing teams, the White Sox in general as well, to have some of these issues. Remember, like last year, I mean, your guy, the little guy up on the north side playing second base, he tore his hamstring.
That's not a bad thought. Maybe Nicky Two Strikes back. We'll take Garrett Crochet.
Just saying, like, even him, like, last year it was a hamstring for him that kept him.
This year he's got another muscle issue.
Like,
is it the water on the side? What's going on over there?
Is it, Meller, you would know this better than, because you follow these things, you're a baseball junkie. Are other teams, I know the Sox aren't the team that has had the most injury issues.
Yeah, well, Rick Hahn.
Are the other teams having hamstrings and groin and muscle issues, or is it other stuff?
I can't speak. I haven't done enough, you know,
research to know whether something, you know, when you've got your rotisserie teams.
I was talking to Connor about this yesterday. When you add up the numbers, like, who are the significant guys, though? The White Sox have lost Tim Anderson, they're one of their best hitters, if not their best hitter, for an extended period of time. Luis Robert has been out, their best player, right? Because of a muscle injury earlier this year. Aloy, like their five hitter, has been out virtually the entire season. Kopech, one of their star pitchers, has been out with
hamstring.
Did he end up not
to start early, but he made the next start for the most part.
Okay, so was he not out at all this year? I'm thinking last year then. Okay, so that's good. Your closer has missed a long period of time now lately. Lance Lynn, one of the front-end pitchers of your rotation, has missed. Moncada, your starting third baseman, has missed multiple times. Your catcher, DH... Like, these are all significant players.
You're not really missing him right now, though, are you, Grandal?
And Reese McGuire's been fairly good.
Yeah. I mean, they've been hit hard. Like, it may only be, you know, 11th in terms of games played, but you're right.
You're right.
They've
significant injuries. The guys.
It's why I love, like, the comp yesterday about my kids, the 8 and my 6-year-old. I love my kids. I think they have so many good things going for them. I think they have so many great qualities. Who doesn't love their own kids? But sometimes they drive you up the effing wall because it's always something. And if you're a Sox fan, you may like the way this team is put together. You may like a lot of these young players, but they've got to be driving you crazy this year. Yeah. Because, again, the breaking sounder sounds in Danny Mendick now, who's having a good year, and you could use him. He's out for the year now.
I think that's the key, is that he kind of slotted in nicely with the return of Tim Anderson. He held down the fort while Tim Anderson was out. And, you know, they've been playing well lately. And he looked like when...
They've been playing so well, they're 10-10 in the month of June. I'm telling you, I look at this team and I like...
Anderson. And
I get it.
I get it.
Mendick's been like a reliable piece for
like
them who's been hitting.
Money. It's like you wandered, you found money, and now all of a sudden you burnt it and
but
you
But here's
threw
where
away.
It compounds, too, is, okay, look at the three players that were around that play there. It was Adam Haseley, Danny Mendick, Jake Berger. Those are three guys that have probably never played together. And then you get the communication issues there, and then you get a guy... Yeah. Goes down.
That's a good point. That sounds like a guy who should do more play-by-play, too, right there. It's a good way to break it down there, Tyler.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Do you want to take somebody's job? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, I'm not taking anyone's job.
Oh, okay. Just like Phil.
We were talking about him yesterday in the suite. We were talking with the White Sox people. Yeah. They were very impressed.
They like him.
Very impressed. All right. Charles Barkley at 3. Can't miss radio. We'll ask him if he likes Gobert. Bulls fans, do you feel... You're getting into it, and Sox fans, if you want to voice your frustration, if you want to lay down on our couch, lay down on our couch. But the draft is tonight, and like Danny was telling us that he believes they're going to be conservative tonight. I don't, and I'll tell you why I don't think they're going to keep the 18th pick, and I'll get to that coming up next.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
For some reason, I'm getting it in the Twitch chat right now.
Are you getting it?
Getting it in the Twitch chat.
For what?
Getting it.
For
getting
what? What'd you do?
No.
Why are they giving it to you?
Ball busting.
For what?
About a product endorsement, but I use every product I endorse.
Of course you
yeah.
do. What product?
Drive a RAV4.
Yeah, I saw that.
Wear my Shady Rays.
I scratched it with my keys on the way in today.
Just got my windows from Window Nation.
I saw pictures of you. You won't walk underneath the ladders.
Yes, exactly. Waddle and I in the First Midwest Bank studio. You can watch it on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. You can weigh in on whatever you hear, debate with listeners, debate with us. If you want to call us, 332-3776. If you missed the breaking news, Danny Mendick is out for the year with a torn ACL. And that matters because he's been good. And you have this void at second base. And with Anderson back, it just fit perfectly. But right now, they're going to have to find another option. Though maybe some sort of good news is Josh Harrison's been better as of late. So, you know, you thought maybe they would DFA him when the numbers game would catch up. But now with Mendick out, he may be on this team for a little bit longer. Charles Barkley is going to join us at 3 o'clock. And also, we're out at Fire Bar and Grill tomorrow in Crystal Lake. So if you're up in the Northwest Burbs, join us tomorrow. Waddle and me, ice cold Miller Lite.
Miller time.
We'll give away some Sox tickets. For those who can't join us, it will be a free ticket Friday, too. Did I read this correctly, guys, that the free ticket Friday, we've got suite tickets to give away tomorrow?
Wow.
On 50s?
Not SWEET, SUITE.
I think that was what it was.
Yeah, we got sweet tickets.
Yeah. So I think, don't quote me, but I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure where you're seeing that.
Did Danny say that they're for the promo suite?
No.
Oh, they're too
promo
confusing.
Suite is
yes.
a software we use for tracking winners of these type of.
Wait a minute. So he said, I thought he said tickets.
These giveaways are all in promo suite, which is a software we use.
See, now, how a boob like me who's got to relay that message, when I read Free Ticket Friday and read verbatim what it says.
These giveaways are all in promo suite, but all one word, promo suite.
Right. So I thought that was a fancy way to say our suite that we use as promo.
No.
These tickets are in promo suite.
These,
so I thought we had a promotional suite.
They're not even,
that we were giving the tickets away.
They're not even tickets. We have a pair of Sox and Tigers tickets to Thursday, July 7th game, all sponsored by Miller Lite, thanks to the fine sponsors over at Miller Lite.
I don't know what promo suite means then. You got to clean that up. Say what you mean.
He means they're available in the software promo suite, which we all use.
Waddle, you're with me on this. Doesn't it sound like...
Oh, I definitely would have made that mistake.
Like, yeah, they're in the promo suite.
I'll make the mistake sometime in the future after already hearing this. Yeah,
the look on Tyler and Meller's face when they're like,
what the hell are you talking about? Yeah,
the mind started to wander back here, I think.
So we were arguing with Danny, because Danny think and open-ended Twitter poll question brought to you by your local Chicagoland Toyota dealers. Will AK and the Bulls do something exciting tonight?
And that's like, a subjective term, but...
If they draft a player who falls to 18 that you're really high on, that could be exciting. You know what I mean? But
I'd set the bar a little higher than that for this.
And I think if they're going to do something, they got to do something tonight. Because the 18th pick is one of the few things they have to trade. They don't have a pick for next year. They have the things that they can trade are, I mean, they could trade anybody, but they have the 18th pick. They could trade Vooch. They could trade Kobe White if you want him as part of a package.
You could trade Io.
Maybe Io. Who else am I leaving?
Maybe they are willing to trade Patrick Williams.
Maybe.
I wouldn't
possible.
Think so, but.
But those are the things that you could trade.
I would think Patrick Williams is probably. And the people who love Vooch would probably disagree, but I would think Patrick Williams would be considered your most valuable asset at this point that you're willing to deal.
Yes.
I mean, he's cost control. He's still young.
Unless you're signing and trading LaVine.
But, right. Yeah. Well, I mean,
we're talking under the assumption as well that LaVine is coming back. Is that dumb of us to assume?
No, I don't think so.
No big hitter has really reported that.
Yeah.
Nobody has said, yes, Zach is coming back. It's always been the strongest possibility.
I would have told you back, you know, a month ago, I'd be surprised. Now I'd be shocked. I've ratcheted it up to shocked if they were to sign and trade him. I just think that they like him.
Okay.
And I think also, you know, look, this is something you've said a lot for a while that, okay, so this season, he's part of... You could always move him. You can always move a contract at some point.
It's never been about the Bulls wanting him. I've always thought it was about maybe Zach had something up his sleeve. Maybe Clutch had something up their sleeve. And I'm still interested to see if Zach does sign. Does he sign a straight 5-year max deal? Or does he create opt-outs where he could leave after a year or two and being young still even get, as the salary cap grows, continue to get more money? Like Kyrie could opt out this. Bradley Beal just opt out. There are opt outs. That's a player control thing, even though you're still getting the max. So we'll talk to Charles Barkley. Does he think Zach LaVine is worth the max? Does he like Rudy Gobert? And what about the feud with KD? Would he call it that? A lot of fun coming up next with our guy, Charles Barkley.